You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
OMG stands for Organic Market Garden, as you said, and we are a 450 square metre market garden in the centre of Auckland at the junction between Simon Street and Mount Eden. So a highly developed area surrounded by concrete jungles, and we run a CSA model, which stands for Community Supported Agriculture. So basically, the easy way to explain it is it's a subscription. People sign up to a full season, whether it's spring, summer, autumn or winter, and come once a week to collect their produce that we harvest for them. So they don't have any say in what they get to choose. It's all seasonal vegetables that we're harvesting in that moment. So it's really quite exciting for people who are adventurous with cooking and like to explore different things. But we also sell seedlings, and we also are a compost hub as well. For the love of bees is trying to radically change the food system here in New Zealand, the agricultural system in New Zealand, towards regenerative practices, and OMG is the model farm that's demonstrating that.
Interesting how our main supermarkets have evolved to have the same produce at every moment of the year, and yep. This often correlates with the price fluctuations that are just beyond, right?
Yeah, and that, there was another thing. We sell direct to the customer, so we're not going through a supermarket or a distributor. The farmers get 100% of the money that's made through the selling of the produce. So,
do you think this is as most farm-to-table as you can get?
Other than your own backyard, then yeah, maybe. Because also one of our conditions is that you live or work within walking or biking distance of the farm, so people aren't driving to us to collect their produce. So we're trying to feed the immediate community that is in sort of the Simon Street, Mount Eden, Eden Terrace, Kingsland area.
That's really interesting. It reminds me of how we've got school district zonings.
Yes. Well, ideally, our hope is to sort of have, you know, every block we have an urban farm, or every couple of blocks we've got an urban farm. So eventually, you know, in an ideal scenario, that everyone is fed by the urban farms in their area. And I guess there's some rhetoric around how we need mass-scale, intensive industrial farms to feed the world because so many of us, but actually 80% of the Earth's population are currently fed by small-scale market gardens like this one. Mainly that's if you go to somewhere like India or China, where they have such a huge population, they still have a very large proportion of their population are still farmers. A large number of people are still fed by the small-scale market gardens.
Do you think this large supermarket chain issue is something unique to Western and colonized countries?
It seems as though it could be. Now you mention it, it seems, yeah, absolutely. I was just wondering about the sense of community that in non-colonized or non-Western countries, if there is a sense of community around their farms as well, because after setting this one up back in 2018, there's been a wonderful sense of community gather around this farm to help support it, because people want to be able to access organic produce or organic seedlings. They also want there to be green spaces within the neighbourhoods. The supermarkets don't necessarily offer a sense of community.
You mentioned that the OMG started in 2018. How did this place come to be? For the listeners that might not know the garden that we're talking about, it's this immaculately green space wedged in between just urban concrete. So I'm very curious as to how this has managed to not have a building on it yet.
Yes, so the Love of Bees is a charitable trust, and it was originally set up by a group of artists, and their intention was to make Auckland one of the most bee-friendly cities on the planet. And they did that by connecting with school groups and communities to set up pollinator pathways and bee gardens. And as they ventured into the world of horticulture, organic horticulture, they understood the sort of the damage of our current agricultural practices, and the organization transitioned to focus more on food production and how do we grow bee-friendly vegetables within an urban setting. So with that being said, they were looking for land, and they found 257 Simon Street, which is where we are. That was Originally, it was a building in early 2000s. It used to be a guitar shop, and that burnt down, and then it became a parking lot. And then it became a small community garden, but and City Rail Link owned the land, so they initially intended to use this site as a entryway to the underground rail network. And then slowly throughout time, they realized this wasn't a good location for the rail network. And then we had the pandemic, which prolonged things. And then there's just been this continuous narrative throughout the years where the date just keeps getting pushed further back. It's very unclear, but at least we know we're going to be here until 2025. Better, I think it would be fantastic if we started taking over some of the golf courses, because that's such a massive expanse of space that... that's just, you know, that all of that space and all of those resources are just designated to one very small group of people, when really it should be shared collectively throughout the community.
In a country that's prolific for its farming, do you have any insight into what our soils will be like in the future, or what they are now?
So, yeah, I guess with conventional agricultural practices or industrial agricultural practices, we're often using a lot of machinery and chemicals that have been developed within the last 100 years, and a lot of it has actually come out of World War II. There's lots of fertilizers and pesticides that we're putting on our soil that were actually developed in Nazi Germany by scientists who were developing weapons for war. For that, there was the invention of the plow, and tilling and turning our soil is incredibly destructive. So when you dig and turn your soil, you're exposing the soil to the atmosphere. Carbon oxidizes and is released into the atmosphere. It also encourages the soil to dry out much quicker. But you're also killing all of the biology that's within the soil. So the fungi, the worms, the arthropods, everything that lives within the soil, that gets annihilated through ploughing, and also the use of synthetic fertilizers and sides, so pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, that type of thing. Whereas the regenerative approach is ideally is to heal the soil. So we do that by polycropping, which is mixing many different species together, which sort of mirrors what nature does, is creating a diverse ecosystem. So then when we as humans intervene and plow the soil and then use chemicals on the soil, we're annihilating the fungi and the bacteria and making it harder for them to come back. Yeah, I guess soil really is a vast nebula or galaxy of many different interactions that we don't even consider or generally think about, because it's just sort of exists and it's there.